I know Mr. Benson was a Christian, but what if he wasn't? What would happen to him then?
Those who die without Jesus will spend eternity apart from God. That's why it's so important to share Jesus with everyone. Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Zach, and I've got a whole week's worth of stories just for you here on Keys for Kids. Let me ask you, are you afraid of dying? It's okay if you are. No one likes the thought of passing away. However, if you're a believer in Jesus, you don't need to fear death. That's because anyone who follows Jesus will spend eternity with God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Well, let's listen to our story today. It's entitled, After Death. George stuck close to his father as they quietly walked into the church for Mr. Benson's funeral. The elderly man had lived two houses down the street from them, and George often helped him with yard work. In fact, just last Saturday, the two of them had cut and stacked wood for the winter, but Mr. Benson wouldn't be needing any wood now. Only the soft tones of the piano broke the silence as George and his dad walked past the casket in the foyer. It seemed strange to see Mr. Benson lying there so still with flowers all around the casket. George was glad when they were seated. While they waited for the service to begin, pictures of Mr. Benson were shown on the big screen up front. Some showed him as a boy, some as a young man, and several as an older person. George smiled. That was the Mr. Benson he knew. During the service, Pastor Reed talked about many things Mr. Benson had done for the church and its members. He also mentioned other ways the elderly man had served the Lord. "And now he sees Jesus face to face," said Pastor Reed. "We'll miss him. But if you trust Jesus as your Savior, you'll be reunited with Mr. Benson again someday." George was thoughtful on the drive home. "Dad," he said finally, "what does a pastor say if the person who dies isn't a Christian?" "That's a sad occasion," Dad told him. "But we must remember it's not for us to judge who's saved and who isn't saved. Only God knows for sure. We should do what we can to make sure those still living know that Jesus died and rose again to save them. We can let them know that if they trust in him, they don't have to fear death. But when a person dies without having made a public commitment to Christ, the only thing the pastor or any of us can do is leave it to God." George nodded. "I'm glad Mr. Benson knew Jesus." "Me too," said Dad. "Let's pray and ask God to use Mr. Benson's life and ours to help more people know what Jesus has done for them." So how about you? What would somebody say at your funeral? Would they be confident you knew Jesus as your Savior? Would they talk about how you served God during your life on this earth? Everyone will die someday, but if you know Jesus, you don't have to fear death. He promises salvation and eternal life to all who trust in him. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, just check out keysforkids.org/salvation. Our key verse today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10.
We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
And our key thought for the day, trust Jesus as your Savior. Do you love it when the leaves begin to change colors and it gets a little bit cooler? I live in Florida, and fall just means the temperature goes from really hot to less hot. But I still love traditions like apple cider and pumpkin-flavored things. This year, Keys for Kids Radio is celebrating fall with Harvest Week, October 25 through 31. Tune in for special topics on air with Steve and Dylan, interviews with Seeds Family Worship, and fall-themed crafts. Listen during the last full week of October at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.